following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome in to the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Tonight on the Aggie Sports Network, an important contest tonight between Silicaga and Briarwood, as the Aggies, 17-3 on the year, have made the trip a little west to Birmingham to face off against the Briarwood Lions. The Aggies are 1-0 on the week after a win against Lincoln, as the Aggies are also in the midst of the county tournament right now. But tonight, a very big area contest. The Aggies now, 3-1 in the area with a loss to Clay Central last Friday night, and a big contest tonight as the Aggies with the win and Briarwood, a win tonight and a Clay Central loss to Briarwood later on in the season would mean the Aggies would host the area tournament and have that home court advantage to see who hosts that first round of the playoffs before heading to the Sweet 16. So a big time matchup tonight between Silicaga and Briarwood right here on the Aggie Sports Network. We have tip off and the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Silicaga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Silicaga High School Athletics.
At Star Physical Therapy in Silicaga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis and Son Funeral Home in Silicaga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
This is Silicaga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. A big contest tonight. The Aggies on the road at Briarwood. This game originally scheduled for last night, but due to cancellation of school, the Aggies had to move this game to tonight, and they will play the national anthem here at Briarwood. So we'll step aside for another 60 seconds. We'll be back with the starting lineups and tip-off between Sylacauga and Briarwood.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brules, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
All right, welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, also brought to you by Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, and Radio Alabama Sports. The Aggies 17-3 on the year as we get tonight's starting lineup. Still no Josh Spear tonight, which is really going to hurt the Aggies. Looks like we have Jordan Roberson, Aiden Crow, Eric O'Neill, C.J. Franklin, and Corbin Patterson, your starting five for the Aggies. Josh Spear, maybe not out for the year, but still out for a couple more ball games, and he was a big part. Missing him was a big part of that loss at Clay Central last Friday night, where the Aggies had a tough time rebounding, had a tough time stopping the Vols in the paint, and expect the rival Briarwood Lions to try to do a little bit of the same in this ball game. Clay Central sat back, forced the Aggies to shoot threes. They quite frankly didn't shoot a great percentage from the three-point line, and then they've tried to force the Aggies to come inside, and against two really big men for Clay Central. The Aggies struggled a little bit. They're going to face the same tonight in Robertson. That's 6'7" and 205 pounds. He wears number 24 in white tonight. But maybe Witherington, even bigger. He's 6'5", 260. So the Aggies going to have a lot to deal with inside without Josh Spear on the glass on offense and defense. As you're getting those starting lineups for the Briarwood Lions. Here's the Aggies on the road tonight against 17-3 on the year. Pivotal matchup. If the Aggies win this one and then Briarwood beats Clay Central later on, next week is when they play. The Aggies would wrap up the area regular season crown and host the area tournament at the beginning of February at Nichols Austin Middle School. But if you don't win this one tonight, things really open up. Briarwood and Clay Central would be playing for pretty much for an area championship coming up next week when the Lions visit Lineville, Alabama. Aiden Crow going to jump it off against Witherington. Again, thanks for joining us. This is the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter. Aggies will be in the road grays, the Marble City uniforms. Lions in white, trimmed in blue. Tap goes way back in the backcourt. Eric O'Neill probably should have gotten a whistle and a foul on Cannell. Instead, it'll just be Aggie basketball. Again, Crow, Roberson, Patterson, O'Neill, and C.J. Franklin, your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineup. As the Aggies going right to left in gray, as C.J. Franklin hands it off to Jordan at the top of the key. Jordan spins off a double team, runner down the lane, no good, and the rebound cleared by Canal. Loose basketball went down to the floor as it's picked up by Stubbs. Front court now Canal, dribbling to the far right corner. Back to the top to Stubbs as Drew Mears calls for it and takes the pass from Stubbs now on the right wing. Mears hands it off to Stubbs, flip back pass to Thompson. Briarwood going to work it around the arc, looking for an open shot. Skip pass down low, Witherington going to work on the block. Underhand shovel pass down low inside. Loose ball on the deck, picked up by the Aggies. It was Eric O'Neill. Now C.J. Franklin pushes it ahead. C.J. accelerating, kicking in the corner. A Crow, three, money, and the Aggies lead at 3-0. A big shot from Aiden Crow has actually counted that a two as his foot was on the line. 2-0 Aggies. We've played a minute. Witherington around Crow, down low, uses the size, and Broadwood ties it up at two. 2-2 your score. Still early moments. First quarter brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. C.J. Franklin, chest pass, cross court. Now Corbin Patterson clears space with his left hand. Corbin working in between the rings. Crow left wing who hit the first shot of the ball game for the Aggies. Back to Crow. Briarwood sinking back here in this zone. Patterson for three. Good! Off the pass. Patterson knocks it down. Five, two, Aggies with the lead. Mears dribbling with the left hand, pushes off. Mid-range jumper clangs high off the back iron. The rebound cleared by the Aggies. 6'5" man, Aiden Crow. CJ to Roberson. Jordan driving in, stopping, kicking it off to Corbin. Down the lane, tried to get it to O'Neill. Saved it. Eric has the catch in the corner. CJ at the top. Gets past Mears. Franklin, the runner, falls off the rim. No good. 5-2 Aggies. Briarwood with the basketball trailing. Stubbs, the corner three, ties this up at five. Fast-paced ball game so far. Both teams with a two, both teams with a three. We're tied at five with 5.5 minutes to go in the first. CJ on the right wing. Over to Corbin. Back to CJ, now standing in between the circles. Crow in the corner, working on Stubbs, picks up his dribble. O'Neill got hit, no whistle. Back to Patterson in the corner to Crow. This time, no foot on the line, and the three rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, fought for him, taken away by Witherington. O'Neill had a chance, but he couldn't grasp it. Mears hesitates, dribbles between his legs, cut off by maybe the Aggies' best defender in Corbin Patterson. Mears takes the pass back from Stubbs, underneath the bucket, flings it into the corner. Stubbs wants another three, air ball, rebound, Eric and the Aggies will push. We'll have numbers at the rim. O'Neill down the lane, got fouled, there's the whistle, and Eric O'Neill will go to the line to shoot two at the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line. Eric O'Neill has started plenty of games for the Aggies, but with the absence of Josh Spear, O'Neill has secured his spot in this starting lineup. A pretty good free throw shooter as we jinxed him. He misses the first. Five to five, your score with 4:47 to go, first period. Eric missed them both. Rebound tapped in the air and controlled by Briarwood. It'll be Mears to bring it up left to right, wearing the number one. Canal, right key. Witherington, the big man, makes the catch out beyond the arc. Now Canal, a three. Off the rim, no good. Aiden Crow comes up with his second rebound of the ball game. CJ will drive. He got fouled and a block called on Thompson as CJ Franklin pushed it into the corner to Jordan Roberson. They'll call the foul on Thompson, his first. It'll be CJ to inbound underneath the Aggies bucket. He gets it into Patterson, who has a three for the Aggies. Now it's Roberson, left key, and he is fouled by Stubbs. Roberson dropped the pass. Stubbs went for the reach, and he got a lot of the arm of Jordan Roberson. If you're just now joining us, Aggies wearing gray tonight in a big-time area matchup. Marble City on the front of the jerseys as we toss it in the backcourt to C.J. Franklin to continue this possession. 5-5, your score, 4:15 on the clock, first quarter. CJ spins off Mears, nowhere to go as the defense sags. Roberson splits a triple team. Jordan, back iron on the shot, a tad too strong, and the rebound by Witherington and Briarwood. Stubbs driving the right side of the lane, flung up a wild shot, an offensive rebound, and the shot blocked by O'Neal. Front court, CJ running to the rim, layup good. Franklin and the Aggies have retaken the lead, 7-5. Aggies got out in transition. Stubbs, another open three. The Aggies didn't crash out on the shooter, but Stubbs missed it as the rebound ends up out of bounds. Touch last by the Aggies. We had a chance to save it, but Patterson watched it go out of bounds. Robertson is now checked in for Briarwood, so they have a 6'7 and a 6'5. Mears trying to go to work on Patterson, gets underneath the bucket, puts up another wild layup through the line, then it's no good. Great defense from Patterson. CJ Franklin running the other way, gives it off to O'Neal. Now Patterson sets it up in between the rings. Patterson had it poked away off his leg. Mears slapped it off of Patterson, and we dribble it out of bounds. Seven to five, good guys on top. Mears will work it across. Skips it to Witherington. Aggies went for the steal. Briarwood with numbers, but they don't take advantage. Now Mears open for three. Briarwood cold from deep outside of the one that they made. Shot blocked from behind O'Neal. Another rebound. Mears open for three. Missed another one, and the rebound tapped around. Crow tapped it to CJ. Front court, O'Neal lays it up and in. In transition again, fast break points favoring the Aggies. We lead it 9-5. And a timeout call by Briarwood will take 1-2. Good guys lead it by 4 with 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter.
Hero for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
After the timeout, Aggies lead it 9-5. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Nears off a screen, a three, and after missing his first three, buries that one. And Briarwood pulls within one. Aggies still with their starting five on the floor. We passed up an open three. Crow down low, hops, turns, shoots. Left the 7-foot jumper a little strong. Mears, who just hit the three, works it across. He wants to step back three. No good. Rebound, Aiden Crow. And it is knocked out of his hands. Down the lane. Blocked by Roberson. It was Caldwell blocked. CJ attacking on the other end. Lays it up. Lays it in. Should have been a whistle. CJ Franklin's got four for the Aggies as the good guys lead it 11-8. CJ Franklin took Smith, who just checked in the ball game, all the way to the rack. Right wing, Caldwell. At the top, Smith dribbles to the near side of the floor, now circles back around to Mears. Mears goes to Canal, far side. Robertson calling for it. 1 foot inside of the arc, one out at the left wing. Now Mears gets it back with a minute to go in the first. Mears with 3 points of the Briarwood eight. Canal back to Smith. Now Mears again, gonna work on Patterson. Mears, tough shot, missed it. Mears has put up some wild ones in this one, but great defense from Patterson. It's CJ on the other end. He'll go up, he'll lay it in. CJ Franklin with six here early in the first quarter. Aggies back up by five, 13 to eight. Witherington set to check back in for Briarwood. Briarwood with it at Smith. Briarwood with the basketball, down by five. Game clock at 20 seconds, first quarter. Mears got a screen. Step back three. Mears, no good. High rebound taken by O'Neal, and the Aggies should have the last shot here of the quarter with 10 seconds. C.J. Franklin works it across the timeline with eight, with seven, now with six. C.J. down the lane. Tough shot. Franklin, as Mears will be able to heave it at the buzzer. No good. And the Aggies will take a 13-8 lead into the second quarter. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with a mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Briarwood will start the second quarter off with an offensive rebound bucket from the 6'7" Roberson. Roberson down on the other side, hops through the air off to Patterson, calling for it with CJ Patterson. Off to Crow now for three, no good. Offensive rebound, Corbin. Got it around Witherington. His second shot, no good. Tapped out by Crow. Going to work down low is Crow. He gets it back off to Franklin, and the Aggies will reset it. O'Neal to CJ. Crow makes the catch, free throw line, back off to Corbin, back inside Aiden. He'll go down the lane as Crow couldn't get the lay-in to go. Tristan Whetstone will come in for the Aggies. Briarwood threw it away out of bounds. Silicaga will get it as Aiden Crow will check out. Tristan Whetstone will check in. It'll be Aggies basketball. We're moving right to left wearing gray tonight. CJ, Jordan, Tristan, Corbin, and Eric O'Neill, your right tire and service, five on the floor. Briarwood running a zone. Patterson for three, and it's good. Bottom for Corbin Patterson, and it's 16-10, Aggies on top. Thompson trying to get rid of it. Has to give it off to Caldwell, right side. Witherington making the catch out beyond the arc. Smith rises and fires a three. Way off in a rebound by Corbin, who's playing his tail off here in the first half. Corbin takes it from Roberson back to Jordan. Jordan fakes, drives, kicks. Corbin, no-look pass, threw it away. Inside, Thompson throws it up on the rim. No, rebounded by O'Neill. The Aggies will clear it. Look up, we do. CJ driving, tough shot. Frank got it to rattle in. 18-10, Aggies with the lead. You had a stoppage of play as the basketball got away after the made bucket. Mears will check in. Caldwell will check back out. 18-10 Aggies with 5:40 to play in the second quarter. Witherington at the top of the key, back to the bucket, hands it off to Mears, gets one screen, gets two screens, and gives it off to Robertson. He'll go down the paint. Robertson, wild shot, offensive rebound, went over the back, but it's taken away and stolen by Jordan Roberson. Jordan, the senior point guard, working it ahead for the Aggies. CJ in the corner to Eric. Jab step, nowhere to go. Witherington cuts him off. We throw it back out to Jordan at the top of the key. Roberson palming it with both hands. Now puts his dribble down far side of the floor. 18-10, Aggies on top. Now 5 minutes to go in the second. Roberson handed off Franklin. And then a block foul called on Thompson as CJ spun off the defender. Tell you one thing you notice about playing teams like Shelby County and Briarwood, the whistle doesn't blow nearly as much when you come up here to play. More flow to the game. Corbin attacking, stopping. He threw it away again. Team 10 Aggies. Mears gets it in. Whittington at the rim. Whetstone got fouled on the rebound. No whistle. And Briarwood's going to keep possession as it ends up out of bounds on the baseline. And the Aggies call the timeout, so we'll take 1-2. 18-10 Aggies lead it. 4:28 left here in the second quarter.
Oak Grove Feed and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Silicauga.
This is Silicauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicaga Athletics. Thank you to Dr. Michelle Eller for being a part of the Aggie Sports Network. Aggies with an 8-point lead, but still a lot of work to do. 18-10, nearing the midway point of this second quarter on the road at Briarwood. Mears gets it in to Robertson. Robertson back to Mears, far side Thompson. Thompson stares down the defense, nowhere to go with it. Robertson makes the catch, now standing at the free throw line, back to Thompson. Thompson spinning off of Whetstone, has been drug out away from the bucket. Robertson going down the lane over O'Neal. Got a 6-7 on a 6-1, and Robertson able to get the bucket. Briarwood back within two possessions. Aggies leading it by six with the basketball. Left wing, Franklin, as the Aggies working around the arc, trying to get inside of this Briarwood zone. CJ wants the three. It's off the side of the rim. No good. Roberson taps the pass from Smith out of bounds. Now you'll see Josh Spear. Didn't expect to see Josh tonight. But he is going to check in with a brace on the left knee. So let's see what Josh has. Can really bring some life to the rebounding in this ball game for Silicaga. Inside Witherington. Got around CJ as we went for the steal, and Briarwood within four. Left wing, O'Neal back to CJ. Josh trying to get open down low. Here's O'Neal for three. Way too strong. And the rebound taken away by Briarwood. As Mears throws it away. Good to see Josh Spear, the grandson of Coach Joel Jones, back out on the floor. .258 to go. Inside, Whetstone. Stopped. Let the defense jump. They landed it in. Whetstone went up, and he got the bucket. 20-14, Aggies on top. Witherington picks up his dribble off to Smith, the lefty, working with the left hand. Now backside Mears. Mears on CJ, trying to get inside. Had it knocked out of his hands. Canal back to Smith, right key. Smith took the shot. Cut off by Roberson. Mears now trying to get past Franklin. That should have been an offensive foul. Boy, he stuck the forearm right on the number five in the chest of CJ, and they get CJ with the block. .20-14 Aggies. Canal over to Smith. Smith now trying to get on Gabe Harrell. Gabe forces him to give it up. Driving. Witherington dribbled it. Oh, they call it a push. Before Witherington dribbled it off his leg out of bounds. And they got that on. Looked like they got it on Josh Spear. As you can tell, Josh really favoring that left leg. Robertson taking it for Briarwood, now under two to go. Big time area matchup for the Aggies. A lot of area tournament implications in this game as Robertson tried to put it up with the left hand, couldn't grab it. Rebound was kicked around, and Briarwood gets it. Mears had it tapped out from behind, and they'll say it was touched last by the Aggies as it rolls out of bounds on the baseline. Mears gets it in. Robertson, and then a foul. Caught on Roberson. Aggies now with four fouls. The next foul will send Briarwood to the free throw line. To now, wide open for a right wing three. High arching shot was no good. Rebound tapped by Josh, controlled by CJ. Franklin weaving away from defenders. Gets it inside. Tristan had his shot blocked by Robertson. Aggies will keep possession. Roberson will put it in from the corner. CJ had to go to the floor to catch it. Like he was undercut by Mears, but Mears knocked it out of his hand, so a much better place to put it in with a minute and 11 seconds to go. We throw it in the backcourt to Gabe Harrell. As Harrell brings it across, he'll go to work on Stubbs. Three working on three. Harrell went down the lane, had it knocked out of his hands, and another turnover. 20-14, Aggies lead. It was 57 seconds to go. Stubbs spinning off of Roberson, kicks it in the corner. Canal. Canal nowhere to go as he's cut off by Whetstone. Mears calling out Gabe Harrell. The runner down the lane, no good. Rebounded by Josh. Josh gives it ahead. It's Jordan with 39 seconds to play. As he looks over at the Aggie bench, Coach Joel Jones says slow it down. As they'll come up to guard him, a 5-second count. Now it's Franklin with it. Franklin dribbling off of the defender. It's Roberson with 25. Silicaga trying their best to hold for the final shot as Roberson breaks the 5-second count, dribbles to the far corner. 45 feet from the bucket is Jordan. 12 seconds to go, now with 10. With 9, Roberson. Spinning off the defense, Jordan. Tough shot, Roberson. Fired it off the backboard, no good. Mears running the other way with 2, with 1. He'll have a chance at the buzzer for 3, and he got it. We'll go to the locker room. Briarwood with momentum, and the Aggies leading it by 3. 20-17, your score. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show.
Noble City Plumbing serves Silicaga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Silicaga High School Athletics.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkle's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Orthopedics is here. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine treats most types of orthopedic injuries. From sports injuries to wear and tear as you age, Dr. Trapiano is located at 120 South Anniston Avenue, just across from Coosa Valley Medical Center. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196. For Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Are you sidelined by pain, injury, or surgery? Donahue Physical Therapy is your ticket to getting back in the game faster. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our expert therapists know how to speed up your recovery and improve your performance. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped countless athletes and everyday folks like you regain their strength, flexibility, and mobility. Don't let pain hold you back. Donahue Physical Therapy, your path to a quicker recovery. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Sylacauga, Childersburg, home of the Sylacauga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Aggies lead it 20-17 at the break. As C.J. Franklin, the leading scorer for the Aggies. Aggies got 13 in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter. CJ with, let's count them up, 9 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter. He leads the scoring at 11 of the Aggies, 20. Marvin Patterson has 3 points for the Aggies. Aiden Crow with 2. Jordan Roberson scoreless. Eric O'Neill with 2. And Tristan Whetstone with 2. As we look over at Briarwood, they had 8 points in the first, 9 in the second. Drew Mears with 6. Eli Stubbs with 3. Yeah, Braden Robertson with 4 and Garrett Witherington with 4. And that's how the scoring is shaken out. The 13 points in the first quarter for the Aggies, a lot of C.J. Franklin. Again, another low-scoring second quarter for the Aggies. Just 7 points there in the second again, leading at 22-17. The Aggies didn't really get much going from outside the arc, hit two threes. A lot of that scoring for the Aggies was in transition. You have 8 points, eight of the Aggies' 20 fast break buckets, and four more off of offensive rebounds. So they haven't really gotten going on the offensive end. Can they turn that around in the second half? We've seen Briarwood play his own. They're trying to make the Aggies slow down the pace. They're trying to get stops, and they're trying to run out on the other end, but the Aggies' defense has held pretty strong. Even though Briarwood has gotten plenty of stops, the Aggies have gotten more, and if it wasn't for a mistake there before halftime, leaving too much time on the clock for Briarwood to get a shot up before the break. This would be a 20-14 ball game. It was Drew Mears burying a three at the buzzer as time expired as both teams went into the locker room. So, again, your score at halftime, Sylacauga 20, Briarwood 17. We'll be back with the second half. This has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Mobile City Plumbing serves Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialists at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network video stream is brought to you by Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Success, and by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Although a road game tonight, we would like to thank Central Alabama Community College and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union for making live video happen for you on the Aggie Sports Network. We were able to do live video last week at Clay Central. We want to thank the 4,000 or so viewers across all of our platforms that tuned in to watch that one live or on demand. We had a great year for 2024 on the Aggie Sports Network. We reached over 100,000 different Facebook profiles. Over 94,000 people organically visited the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page. I want to thank the 17,000 people that interacted with our post on the Aggie Sports Network. But a big one here tonight is the Aggies get the basketball first. Roberson with a three, no good. Goes off the top of the backboard, rebounded by Crow. Goes up, Crow able to finish, and Aiden Crow gets the scoring going here in the third quarter, 22-17. Aggies with the lead. Briarwood with it with Witherington. The Aggies have held him pretty quiet so far. Just four for the 6'5", 260-pound Witherington. Down the lane, Mears missed the shot, but then tapped the rebound out of the hands of Crow and in the bucket. 22-19, your score. Briarwood back within one possession. CJ met by two defenders at the three-point line. Roberson far side. Inside to O'Neal. Jumper for Eric. Bottom. Said he got hit on the elbow, but still got the shot to drop. 24-19, good guys with the lead. Briarwood down by five with the basketball. Stubbs working at the top. Mears now inside Witherington, trying to get around Crow. Gets it off to Stubbs, who pulls it back off beyond the arc. Stubbs couldn't get it inside. Canal back to Witherington. He'll work on Patterson. Corbin has just locked down Drew Mears when he's been on the floor. 24-19 Aggies. Stubbs underneath the screen. Now to Witherington. Blocked by O'Neal. Back into the hands of Thompson, and Thompson lays it in. These two teams trading blows here early in the third quarter. Patterson, cross court, CJ, back to Corbin. In the corner, Roberson, inside Eric, threw it into triple coverage. Briarwood with numbers in a 3-on-2. Mears, hop step down the lane, blocked by Corbin as the rebound ends up out of bounds. Stubbs takes the inbound pass, spinning, going off shoulder, and the one-handed floater knocks it in, and Briarwood within one. CJ to Corbin. Crow calling for it inside. Roberson wide open for three. It's good. 27-23, Aggies back up by four. Mears under pressure, kicking. Stubbs, a corner three, it's good, and he's fouled. And Stubbs will have a chance to tie it up from the free throw line. After the made free throw. CJ on Thompson. Briarwood sitting in a 2-3 zone. CJ was fouled on the floor. They'll get the foul on Thompson. Patterson down in the corner, pulls it back off, floats it over to Jordan. Jordan gets around Stubbs, back to Corbin. Working on Mears, Corbin down the lane, kicking it to CJ, cross court, back inside Corbin. Roberson at the top, he wants another one, he has another one! 30-27 after the tray ball from Jordan Roberson. Mears on the drive, fouled by Crow. And Mears going to the stripe with 4:10 to play in the third. Mears made the first and makes the second. Patterson, no good on the three ball. Mears, cross court, Canal, back to Drew Mears at the top of the key, right in between the rings. Mears accelerates, dribbles with the left hand, fakes the shot, goes to the floor, got away with a walk, now it's Stubbs. And he'll reset the offense. Gave it off to Mears for three. Rebounded by Roberson, and the Aggies get it, will go the other way. Aggies lead it by one, 30-29. Crow was pushed all the way out of bounds by Witherington on the baseline drive. CJ, baseline right, gets it in Roberson. Now we'll reset. Fast-paced game, clock ticking away already at the 3:15 mark in the third quarter. CJ, deep runner, rattles around and drops through. Tough shot for Franklin. Stubbs, driving, shot good, used the strength. 32-31. Will the Aggies answer back? It's Franklin down the lane. Missed a shot. Put back in by Eric O'Neill. They followed CJ. Three Briarwood Lions went for the block, and nobody boxed out Eric O'Neill. Roberson, good play defensively. He's got 6 points here in the third quarter. Mears trying to get it in. Take it away by Crow. Aggies running the other way. It's Eric O'Neill. Pulls it off. CJ now working. Splits the defender. CJ underneath the bucket. Got his own miss. Back off to Patterson. Driving is Corbin. Eric makes the catch in the corner. Now it's Roberson for three. In and out. Good shot selection. The extra pass worked. Roberson just couldn't hit it. 34-31, Aggies lead it by three. 2 minutes to play now, third quarter. Driving and missing was Canal. Rebounded by Crow. Pushed ahead. Now it's Jordan Roberson. Around the defense, Jordan. Finger roll, yes! Timeout, Briarwood will take one with him. 36-31, Aggies with the lead. A minute 48 to go, third quarter.
Discover the world of Omnia, where innovation meets sustainability. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia fuels industries from consumer goods and construction to polymers and paper. Omnia is committed to supporting economic growth while protecting ecological balance, driving both social progress and future success. Join Omnia in supporting local athletes as they strive for excellence, embodying Omnia's dedication to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Leading at 36-31 are the Aggies. Briarwood beats the press. Inside now to Robertson. Missed the shot. Another block by O'Neill under the bucket. O'Neill's not stuffing the offensive stat sheet, but he's stuffed plenty of Briarwood shots tonight. O'Neill in the corner. He'll drive. He'll go up. He got fouled. And Eric O'Neill going to the line for two. What a sequence for Eric. Block shot on one end. Going to the stripe on this side. Eric. A little crazy stat line for him. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Looking for his first points of the ball game as he missed that one. Eric has two early in that first quarter. Looking, I think, to get in the scoring column. for the first time since around the 6 minute mark as he hits this free throw. Now it's a 6 point game, 37-31. Mears with it for Briarwood. Out to Canal for three. Rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, Witherington. Underneath the bucket, fouled. Missed the shot. They'll get the whistle on Crow and Witherington to the stripe. Witherington hits the first. Witherington 2-for-2. 37-33. Two possession ball game. A minute to go, third quarter. C.J. Corbin, Tristan, Eric Roberson, your right tire and service, five on the floor. Big area matchup. 37-33, Aggies with the lead. Corbin working the top. Stops, gives off Roberson. Jordan, no-look feed in the corner, O'Neal. Roberson at the top, swinging it around. The Aggies have had plenty of chances at the rim. Whetstone blocked by Robertson. Mears running it up. Cross-court feed. Stubbs for three, and it's good. 37-36. Briarwood on a 5-0 run. Aggies should hold here for the final shot. Ten seconds to go. It's Franklin. Over to Corbin. CJ, deep three. Good! What an answer for Franklin! And that is how the third quarter ends, 40-36. Eight more minutes for the Aggies to escape Briarwood with a win. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Aggie Sports Network.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally-operated business with eight locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Start of the fourth quarter. Aggies lead it 40-36. Briarwood with the basketball, left side of the floor in white. Aggies 3-1 in the area. Looking for a big area win tonight. Have to hold on to this lead. The Aggies take it away. C.J. Franklin gets the steal. C.J. down the lane. Runner no good. Rebound Witherington. They may have gotten away with a foul on the other side. Canal, his layup is good. In transition, Briarwood gets it within two. CJ and one. CJ Franklin stuff in the stat sheet tonight. What a shot from Franklin. As he's going to the free throw line for one more. CJ got the free throw to go. Back up by five, 43-38. CJ's got six in a row for the Aggies. Mears driving and kicking. Thompson, now Canal out beyond the arc, back to Drew Mears. Mears wiggling, cutting down the lane, and he's pushed by Corbin Patterson. Let's see what they got. They're referees looking at the scoring book. Over at the scoring table. Kinson Threet's coming in. Did they get the foul on Jordan Roberson? Because Roberson's coming out, but I thought it was clearly Patterson with the contact. So KT's checked in. Robertson back to the basket. Thompson for three. Oh, poor shot. As Josh Spears also checked in for the Aggies. Aggies with a chance to extend their lead. Spear out beyond the arc, now with C.J. Franklin. C.J. dribbling left to right across the floor. Takes a high screen from Spear. C.J. mid-range jumper, rattles it in. Eight straight for C.J. Franklin. C.J. now with 20-plus in this ball game. Top of the key for Briarwood. It's Thompson swinging it to Mears. Aggies by seven, 45-38. A steal by Patterson. Uses the link to take it away from Mears as he tried to skip it down low to Robertson. CJ hesitates. Loose ball on the deck. Fighting for it. Briarwood comes up with it. Mears in transition. Skipping it. Canal lays it in. Oh, he just gave him a bucket there. And a timeout call by Briarwood. We'll take one, two. 45-40, your score with 5:30 left here, fourth quarter.
Expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Bait & Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Where you belong.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Josh Spear with a bucket after the timeout. Aggies back up by seven, 47-40. He got a foul. On the Aggies. It was on Josh Spear. He fouled Smith for Briarwood. happened like the Aggies just got a technical foul. That'll send Briarwood to the stripe. It'll be Drew Mears to shoot. Drew Mears to shoot two free throws. There's a foul on the Aggies. Then a technical foul, so they'll get these two shots and the basketball. As Mears' first free throw is good. So Mears hits them both. So back to a five-point ball game with 5 minutes to play. Mears pulls off a screen. Smith takes a screen from Robertson, dribbles down the left side of the lane, stops, spins, looks, gives it off Stubbs. Stubbs driving the lane, finger roll, no good, rebounded by Aiden Crow. Pushing it up ahead is CJ, who has 21 points in the ball game. Franklin. Brooks the 5 second count, cuts across the lane. Patterson for three, back iron, long rebound controlled by Briarwood and Robertson. Ears in the corner, Stubbs trying to get around Patterson. Floats it up and floats it in. 47-44. With 4:16 to play. CJ in the corner to Eric. O'Neal, step back, gives it off. CJ driving, went through his hands, and then a foul called on Thompson. Missed the first one. CJ, we missed them both. 47-44. Down the stretch in this one. Mears, layup, good. And Briarwood has cut the Aggies' seven-point lead to just one. Franklin over to Crow. The Briarwood crowd getting into the ballgame. Franklin with it out beyond the arc. Coming out to get him is Thompson with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. 47-46 Aggies. CJ trying to get around Thompson, gives it off to Patterson. Thompson stays on this side of the floor as Patterson comes our way. Crow gives it off to the top to Roberson. Jordan around the defense. The floater from Jordan, tough shot, no good. And Briarwood with a chance to take the lead. Crow knocked it out from behind as Briarwood will put it in on the sideline. Briarwood trying to take the lead. They haven't had a lead since the first quarter. ...47-46 Aggies. Robertson 25 feet from the bucket, top of the key. Now Smith driving with the left hand. Roberson works back out beyond the arc with 2.5 minutes to go. It's Smith calling for a screen. Smith gives it off to Mears. At the top, Mears pushed off, and they'll call the foul on Patterson. And that'll send Mears to the free throw line. Mears' first free throw is good. Hits them both, and it's 48-47 Lions. Two minutes to go. Roberson brings it across. Jordan will drive. He's fouled. They'll say it's on the floor. Roberson to inbound. Gets it into Crow. Back to Jordan. Jordan, two threes in the second half. Pass. A little too strong for Crow. Loose ball on the floor. It's Mears working it up. Briarwood with a one-point lead. Giving it down low. Robertson at the rim. Fouled. Missed the shot. But he'll go to the line for two. Robertson missed the first. Canal checks back in for Stubbs. A lot of size on the floor. They got Witherington, Robertson, and Canal, all 6'3 or taller. The second missed them both, rebounded by O'Neal. 48-47, 90 seconds to go. Aggies with the ball trailing. Patterson in the corner to Roberson. It's Eric O'Neal, right key, gives it off to C.J., flips it over to him, back to Corbin. Top of the key, C.J. Patterson. He'll drive. He'll give it inside. Crow trying to get around the defense is fouled, and Crow going to the stripe. Ties it up at 48. Aggie with a chance to retake the lead. Crow's second, got them both, 49-48 Aggies. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take 1-2. Aggies lead it by one with a minute and eight left, fourth quarter.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Sears in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
We'll be right back.
minute, 8 seconds left. Aggies by one, 49-48 after two huge free throws for Aiden Crow. Can we close it out? Big area matchup. These two teams fighting for the one seed in the area tournament. They skip it inside to Robertson, and a kickball called. Eric O'Neill came away with a steal, but Briarwood's going to keep it. Mears to inbound in front of the Briarwood bench. Mears takes the handoff from Stubbs, driving his Mears, flips it up, missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Robertson got it, but he was standing on the baseline. 50 seconds to go. Briarwood's going to call a timeout. It's a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 49-48. Aggies with the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Where you belong.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Right Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Right Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Briarwood going to come out in a full court press. The Aggies need to go the length of the floor with a 1 point lead. We skip it in to CJ, who gets it back to Corbin. Corbin swings it ahead to O'Neill, and we just get it across. No reason to put a shot up without being fouled at this point. 38 seconds to go. It's Patterson with it. Patterson gives it off to CJ. CJ holding it with 31 seconds. Back to Corbin. Over to CJ. Oh, they got the foul on Corbin well after he let go of the basketball. But I think they got a foul. It's one more time. No, that is the fifth foul on Briarwood, and that'll send Corbin Patterson to the line for two huge free throws. Strike Corbin, yes, on the first. Aggies up by two, 50-48. Witherington and Thompson check in. They're on the floor with Mears, Canal, and Stubbs. The Aggies with Crow, Patterson, O'Neill, CJ, and Jordan Roberson. Your right tired service, five on the floor. The second from Corbin. In and out. It's a two-point ball game with 27 seconds to go. Briarwood trying to get it on their end of the floor. The handoff and the exchange at the top. Now it's Thompson skipping it to Witherington. They're trying to get it to Mears. Mears has it inside of the arc. Mears sizing up Crow. We fouled him. Got a shot up on the rim. And Mears going to the stripe with 11.5 to play. Mears got Crow in the air. Mears first is no good. He was 4 for 4 from the stripe before that one. Mears second is good. And a timeout called by Briarwood. They have one remaining. The Aggies lead it by one with 11 and a half seconds to go. Let's go. 50-49. A big second half from Roberson. C.J. Franklin has kept his hot night going, 20-plus points for C.J. as both teams gathered in front of their own bench. Here a full timeout called by the Lions. 11.5 seconds to go. Both these teams, 3-1 in the area. Briarwood lost to the Aggies earlier this year at Nichols-Lawson. The Aggies only lost last Friday night at Clay Central. The Aggies keep the same five on the floor. C.J., Jordan, Corbin, Eric, and Crow. Leading it by one. Corbin's got to get it in. Running the baseline, Corbin. And the Aggies call a quick timeout. We needed it. Mears cut off the pass to C.J. Thompson cut off the pass to Jordan. And this is a full timeout. We'll take 1-2. 50-49. Aggies lead it with 11 seconds left.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Silicaga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Silicaga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Aggies have to get it in. As Corbin, oh, he threw it away. With 11.5 to go, Briarwood's got it. Down by one. Mears will put it in on the baseline. Mears gets it in. Witherington back to Mears with 10, with 9. Mears in the corner. Stubbs for 3. No good. Rebound tapped around. Out of bounds. It'll be Aggie ball. You throw this thing to the other end of the floor. You touch it. As Silicaga calls a timeout with 3.6 seconds to go. If you inbound the basketball, you probably win the ball game. As this is a full timeout with 3.6 seconds left. Stubbs a wide open look from the near corner. Couldn't connect. And Briarwood touched it last out of bounds. Let's see if the Aggies change who they inbound, who inbounds the basketball. It was Corbin Patterson. Do they put it in the hands of the quarterback, C.J. Franklin? Both teams headed back out on the floor. It will be C.J. to inbound with 3.6 seconds to go. C.J. going to throw it deep into Corbin. Corbin gets it in, and he's fouled with 2.4 to play. Maybe a little bit too much time left, but the Aggies didn't kill enough. You would have liked Corbin to catch that one and just put it up on the rim, and the clock probably would have expired. As we missed the first free throw. And if you're the Aggies, I know you want to make this free throw, but Briarwood, you probably don't have enough time to shoot a two. So the only shot that's going to go up for Briarwood is a three, and it would beat you anyways if you make it. So do you miss the free throw? A lot going on in this timeout in the Aggie huddle. If you miss the free throw, it's going to take Briarwood time to gather the rebound and then a full court heave. If you make it, you let them get set up in an offense where they can make a pass into the front court and maybe roll off a screen and hit a three at the buzzer. One more free throw coming for Corbin Patterson. .4 seconds to go. Patterson at the stripe. No fouls is the call. Corbin makes the free throw. Canal gets it in. Witherington heaves it. The three at the buzzer. No good. And the Aggies survive here. 51-49 on the road at Briarwood. As they'll line it up and shake hands. Again, your final score, Sylacauga 51, Briarwood 49. C.J. Franklin, your star physical therapy star player of the game. This has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening.